I am Father Kevin Shemig. I am pastor of Our Lady Guadalupe Church in Macedonia, Ohio. For a reading for this Saturday, the Solemnity of the Annunciation is from Luke's Gospel. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son. You shall name him Jesus. He will be great and be called Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give him the throne of David, his father. He will rule over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word." God is surprising, unexpected grace, and always looking for ways of mercy and salvation. The best of God was revealed by the angel to Mary. Mary is astonished as she encounters Gabriel. Gabriel speaks and asks for God as the angel tells her good news. She is chosen, full of grace, to give birth to Jesus. Mary gives way to the beauty of God and says simply, yes. She fully didn't understand what all God had for her, the mystery he would ask of her. As the mother of Jesus, she would nurture him, love him, and give him to us. We are to do the same. Even today, the mystery is beyond her as she continues to be the mother of Christ, the mother of the church, the mother of our world. We are given a look at God today. The solemnity opens God to us. God is mercy. God desires our salvation, that is, union with the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The Annunciation involves the angel, Gabriel, Mary, and all of us. We are to encounter the mercy of God. Mercy is beautiful like God. This is the truth. Mary and the church are vessels of his mercy, our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus, born of Mary, crucified and risen, is present in our mercy.